I was wondering, Joel, if you would say just a few words about the composition of Dred Scott Fitzgerald. I don't think you said that fully earlier.
Iry Soul was rehearsing in the Commodore in St. Paul, which was a hotel in 1920. And in the 20s, the Fitzgeralds, F. Scott and Zelda, lived there. And so we were rehearsing in the Commodore, where especially in the parking garage, which used to be a speakeasy in the 20s, you can make as much noise then and now as you want because no one else will be able to hear you. And we got to thinking about the history of St. Paul and F. Scott Fitzgerald, and we also got to thinking about Bernice, which is F. Scott Fitzgerald's character who comes from Eau Claire and goes to St. Paul. And because Iry Soul is a diverse band, we also started to think about whose stories were not being told, who is at the margins of this story. And in Fitzgerald's community, he is on the brink. He spent most of his life in St. Paul on the brink of Rondo. Rondo, the historically African-American neighborhood, which has a jazz fest to this day. And Fitzgerald called his literature, literature of the jazz age. And so while Jay Gatsby is in New York and rolling around New York City, and while Fitzgerald himself and Zelda, who moved to New York City after leaving St. Paul, in calling his literature the jazz age and in creating these characters who move throughout New York City, there is, of course, the unspoken but looming presence of Harlem and the Harlem Renaissance and this spring, this flowering of culture, jazz, and poetry and literature. And so in a sense, in creating the album Dred Scott Fitzgerald, we wanted to turn narratives like Gatsby and Bernice, Bob Zerhair, Inside Out, to take some of the folks who were on the periphery and have them be central, and also the opposite. So in fact, Jay Gatsby and F. Scott Fitzgerald himself occupy the periphery of the narratives and the lyrics of the song. So we had altogether too much fun writing the album. We also wrote some of it at April Bass, Justin Vernon's studio, and he really helped us find a place, in his words, to find the song that was within us, which is a beautiful philosophy that this song is already inside of us. We just need to let it out. And also finishing up the album, doing some writing in Evan Middlesworth's studio, Pine Hollow, which I absolutely love. And so Evan, as well as Chris Mara, who were doing sound, they also get production credits because they really helped us understand how to develop the sound. And in a sense, they, along with Justin, helped us marinate a lot of these sounds so that their flavor comes present. And we have these historical moments and geographical moments of Eau Claire, St. Paul, New York, Harlem, Rondo, hopefully coming through in the music. So thanks so much for asking, Mark.